Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean with my good friends, Charlie, right over there.
Hello.
And Maddie, right over there.
Oh, hi.
Be sure you click a like. Tell your friends about the Simon Says Podcast if you hear something you like on here. We certainly hope that you do. So Batgirl was going to be a big movie, and that was the one where Michael Keaton was going to come back as Bruce Wayne.
Oh, was that the one? I thought he was in another movie.
He was going to be Bruce Wayne in the Batgirl movie.
Yeah,
and Brendan Fraser was in this.
Yeah.
I can't remember the girl's name who was playing Batgirl, but it was a big deal because this is her first big role.
I don't know. How do you scrap an entire movie that you've already filmed?
Isn't that awful?
$90 million or something like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I understand. So what they're saying is, first of all, there's some big stuff going on in that. I don't know who owns that. It was like Discovery or like they're basically getting rid of HBO Max.
Right.
They're going to add like Discovery Plus is going to include HBO.
What's this got to do with Batgirl?
Because it's the same company. So I don't know if it's Universal or whatever, but so they're doing a lot of stuff, but they're also, they feel like it's so bad.
Yeah.
That it's going to ruin the DC brand.
Why did you let a movie like this get filmed though?
Because they've done
that before.
I mean,
can't you stop it before it gets
clearly,
that far?
Well, clearly people have been watching what's going on all the way along.
Yeah.
And that is just sad for that girl. I can't remember her name.
She's so sad. Star.
The movie was so bad, it will never be released, they say.
Well, then again, it's like, you know what I love when someone says it's so bad you shouldn't see it? And it's like, you know the first thing I want to do?
I want to see it.
I want to see it. I want to see it for myself.
Maybe that's what they're doing and then it'll get leaked.
It's like New Coke.
Plenty of other movies that someone didn't think or thought were great, like Ambulance from Michael Bay.
That got out there. Yeah, this can't.
But there's nine.
Can't be that bad.
Nine Fast and Furious has made it out.
Oh, sure.
There's a 10th on the way.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah, I think they're going up to 11.
So there's a wrestler. Is he actually a wrestler? Virgil's making the news this week if you're
he's
a big wrestling fan.
He was the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase's bodyguard.
Listen to you throwing out wrestling
that
names.
What?
The only there's a very small window where I was into wrestling back in the mid-80s. Remember there was even the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was about when I was a kid and when I was watching wrestling.
Did you have your wrestling action figures? Did you play with your little dollies?
Don't think I had any of them. Although I do remember they even had a you could get
the ring.
The ring.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the guys we work with, Ethan, still has all of them.
Really?
From when he was a kid. Yeah. His parents had this like awesome attic space that they turned into a playroom.
Yeah.
And so the kids were up there playing. And I see that what they have is an entire plastic bin full of those wrestling figures.
Wow.
I wanted to get down on the floor and play with them, you know?
It does sound fun.
So.
Well, I mean, he was a bodyguard? Because this says that he was a WWE legend.
I think that's close.
Generous?
Yeah. There's been some famous pictures of Virgil sitting very lonely at Comic-Cons before.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
poor Virgil.
It doesn't sound like he's been very lonely because he's claiming he's 60 years old and he's claiming that he has slept with 1 million women.
What was Wilt the Stilt? He was like 10,000, right?
It was more than that. It was closer to 20, I think.
That's pretty much impossible.
What does this guy look like? Was he ever attractive?
Does that matter? Google him. I don't see Virgil as being the real ladies' man in the WWE. I think he's.
How many women was Wilt Chamberlain with?
I think he's.
Stop talking. Okay. 20,000.
Okay. So, yeah.
Wilt, who actually was a very famous person that we've all heard of.
Yeah.
And he was only with 20,000. There's no way this guy was with a million.
Well, I don't think there's enough time. He's 60 years old. He would have had to have started real young.
If somebody actually did the math, so you don't even have to figure it out. For him to have been with a million women, that's an average of one woman every 37.5 minutes of his entire life since birth.
Wow. Yes, so there's absolutely no way.
Physically impossible.
He was at wrestling events way longer than most of that time.
Yeah. Like
he was on camera for long periods of time.
Be right back.
He better be staying hydrated.
Okay, I'm back. I've only got 36 minutes. I got to get going.
Yeah, I think somebody, is he putting out a book or is he it's on Cameo?
It's a pop-up book.
He was on a podcast.
Well, they say that when you hear that number from a man, you cut it in half. Whatever the man's number is, you cut it in half.
It still hasn't been with 500,000.
And with a woman, you double whatever the number is. That's what I've always heard. I don't know if I believe that, but that's supposed to be the formula to it.
That's just for society's impressions of you. That's why women are taught to say less and men are taught to say more.
Huh.
I have a million too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, and you're young, so you've been, that's like every 15 minutes.
I'll be right back.
Hey, look, he's back already.
Hey, guys. Don't worry about it.
Literally too soon. So they found another round of jewels at the bottom of the ocean, and we're sitting here on dry land like three suckers.
It's true.
Three idiots with no jewels.
Why aren't we scuba diving right now?
You know, the craziest thing about that thing, is this the thing off the Bahamas?
Yeah.
So they had already found a bunch of jewels. Like, they'd already found previously a whole mess of the treasure and whatnot, and then the dive group has been lobbying to go back and try it again. It's off the coast of Cuba or something like that.
You just said Bahamas.
You said the Bahamas.
I lied.
You doing okay?
Look, don't worry about it, okay?
It's the same water, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did they find that was super impressive? Like anything like that. You know, I'd be happy with a bottle, you know?
But see, you would keep it.
Yes.
I would immediately sell it.
Oh, no, I'd have to keep all that.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I understand my confusion now. They were going from, to Seville from Cuba. So they sank off the coast of the Bahamas.
Gotcha.
Whatever.
All right.
They found a bunch of coins and jewels and stuff, but they also found Spanish olive jars, Chinese porcelain.
I mean, that stuff would be neat.
An iron rigging.
Whoa, iron rigging. I have an iron rigging collection.
But it
you
said
to start one.
What I think is interesting is the ship went down after it collided with its flagship, and then sank 30 minutes later. So they ran into one of their own and then sank.
Oh, and it was full of jewels, and they had to leave.
891 ton ship, full of fun stuff.
And when did it sink? Does it say
in 1656?
Wow.
You know, it's not like the ship's going down, and you can be like, "Hey, grab all those necklaces and put them on." Because you're not going to save anything.
Yeah. Kind of counterintuitive,
you're
too.
You're sinking anyway.
Well, they could have at least got the olive jars.
I love that.
Were they full of olives?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because, of course, they always leave out the important parts. Because would you eat, 17th century olives?
No, you don't want to open that because it's more valuable unopened.
Yeah,
Is that like when they find...
Just like your WWE wrestler toys.
It's still in the bubble pack. Yeah, you don't want to open that, man. It's mint. At this point, you open it, you've just poured out all the value and ruined it.
I saw, speaking of that, I saw a guy buying a real rare collector's edition pack of baseball cards.
Okay.
So it was a 1956 pack of cards
sealed. Oh, wow. Cool.
That cost, it was valued at $20,000. And they were saying about, should he open it? Because if it had a Mickey Mantle, it could be worth in the millions. So it's do you open and devalue $20,000 for a shot at a mantle for $1 million?
I bet you technology is now to the point where there's some sort of a layer-by-layer x-ray where he wouldn't have to open it, and he can see. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Okay, so if we all didn't, you know, do this show and know that you're supposed to leave everything in its packaging and whatever, if you're just like cleaning out your parents' attic and you came across an unopened pack of baseball cards, what's the first thing you would do?
Can't wait to get on that gum.
Well, yeah, the crunchy gum.
I'd open them to see what was in there. I'd be like, oh, cool, look, these are really old. Let's see who's in here.
I think at some point in my life I probably would have opened them, but I've always known this antique stuff. Yeah. I think I'd have had to keep it closed
what
up.
What about you, Maddie?
I probably would open it not knowing. But, I mean, again, that's not knowing anything in general. But now, thanks to Sean and the internet.
Right.
And you're
right. I think
right.
I'd open them.
You're right. That gum from 50, 60 years ago is just the same as the gum you get right now.
Because it was ancient tasting.
Crunchy.
Do you remember, I remember even, you know, talk about collector's cards. I remember like Star Wars cards. I remember.
I have some.
I had Grease cards.
I have some.
Do you?
Yeah. Superman, the original Superman with Christopher Reeve.
I have some.
You have some of those too?
Of course he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
I have Elvis cards, Beatles cards, World War II cards that were from World War II. All the ones you just mentioned, Superman. There were Charlie's Angels cards. Mm-hmm. There were Mork and Mindy cards. Trying to remember. There's a bunch of randoms
in
there.
My buddy had a Raiders of the Lost Ark one.
I didn't have that one.
What about the A-Team?
Don't remember if they
like
did
there
cards.
Were some.
Maybe they did. I think everything had cards at one time. You know, and Alf.
But
but the thing about treasure is it's everywhere. My cousin now got a real good metal detector, and he's going out. This is over on the Eastern Shore, and he hasn't been doing it that long, and he's already pulled up a few pieces of 1700 Spanish silver.
No way.
Yeah. Like the oldest one is from 1718 that he's just pulled up out of the ground in the middle of nowhere on the Eastern Shore. And the deal is that was kind of the standard currency during that time. I mean, I would basically call it pre-colonial times, you know, because it wasn't really anything going on over here at that point.
Yeah.
So when they would be traveling by that area, they would make a stop on the Eastern Shore for supplies or whatever, and they would spend this Spanish money in the early 1700s, and it's still there in the ground. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Well, we've had that talk before where I figured you out of anybody would have a metal detector, and you're like that you let somebody borrow it and never got it back again. But I saw one the other day at Costco, and I still want to get one.
You got to be careful with the one you get. You got to get the high-end one to really find anything good, or you will spend the rest of your time finding damn bottle caps and pull tabs off of cans forever and ever. One time, I spent half an afternoon digging up a pie plate. It's got to be something. This is big. It's all the way over here and all the way back over here. Nope. Aluminum pie plate. And then I found another one. And then I realized I was in somebody's old garden. They had hung those up to keep the crows away.
I was
you suck. Throw away your aluminum before I come in here with my metal detector 30 years ago. You should have thrown them away.
Just bury it.
Look, I'm just saying, ever since the gun incident, I every time I dig something up out of the ground, I always think of you.
Man.
The last time I sent you a bunch of bottles, and you're like, no.
They were from the 70s.
Yeah.
Which, you know, now the 70s is, there's no way to tell how long ago that was, but They're becoming antiques.
They're older than we like to think they are.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why don't we do a couple phone calls? If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we'd love to hear from you. 336-373-0987 is the number. You can call up, leave a message of any kind, any length. Let's see what we got this time.
Hey, Simon. Sounds like Maddie and his dogs are perfect strangers. That's a good one by Deep Purple.
Ah, he snuck in a request there. See, Maddie's been alone at his house lately.
I was just for the through the weekend. My wife went out of town. My kids are out of town. So I got to be alone for the first time in years.
And he, this is when he learned that there were three dogs in the house when he was alone.
And they like to follow him everywhere he goes.
Well, the problem is that generally my wife takes their attention. And so if there's no one else for them to stare at, they all just follow me around staring at me. I showed you the picture of my one dog. You know, watching me in the bathroom.
Visiting you in the bathroom.
Yeah just make sure everything was okay.
We do, Dad.
Hey,
we do it.
Hey, it's like, hi, dude.
So what goes on with you when everybody's there that this was such a new thing for you to have the dogs paying attention to?
You know, it's because they don't really pay me much attention. They stick on my wife.
Yeah.
So that if she leaves the room, they leave the room. Except for my dog. Like, my dog, she'll kind of follow me, but... The little ones are the ones that follow her around.
So the little toenails clicking back and forth, driving you crazy.
Oh,
well, wow. Our dog is my dog, basically. Like, she follows me everywhere I go. But when I'm not home, sometimes if they're, say, back in the game room playing video games or something, she will sit by the door and wait for me. So she doesn't follow them around. She's missing.
She ever do that thing where, like, you go in, you close the door, you're in the bathroom, and it's like scratching at the door, like,
she
it's
doesn't
like, no,
scratch, but she doesn't like it. She's sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what are you doing? Come back out.
I used to tell my dog, this is none of your business. This is not your time. This is my time. But, you know, just talking about this makes me kind of miss having a dog.
Yeah.
It was, again, it's fun. It's one of those things. Like, I would go into one room and then click, 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 click. And it's like, and then I go into another room, click, 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 click.
Where you go? And
that,
what like, are you doing? What
that
are we
used
doing
to
now?
Drive me crazy.
And I'd even try to tell them. I'm like, look, I will be right back. I have to run into this room.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's the other thing.
I'll do
then
that.
I just started talking to them.
Well, mine will even get up off the couch, like, to follow me somewhere. I'm like, no, you can stay. I'll be right back.
I just think about all those warm moments when my dog Shemp was still alive and all the times I screamed, stop tapping around with those toenails. Oh, just tapping and tapping.
That. Don't you miss screaming that at him?
I don't miss much. Now that I've talked myself out of it. All right.
Hey, Simon, is the answer to your quiz question when they get out for probation?
Oh. We had a question the other day that I can't remember
it
the
was
percentage.
Like 70% of people celebrate with a drink when this happens.
And she said when they get out on probation, which is a good time for a drink.
You got to be careful, though.
I mean, some probations you can't have drinks.
Well, you could have had one before if you were making that good toilet wine.
Yeah, but if you're getting off probation, then you're probably back. Doesn't that reset?
If you're off probation. Not
yeah.
out
if you're on.
Not no. out on probation, but off.
Okay.
Probation.
Getting off probation.
Gotcha.
It's party time. You reset the clock.
Well, the answer was... when they have a good day, which we then said, you know, could have just been a day that ends in Y.
What day is this?
Yeah. Good day, bad day.
I mean, every day is a good day when you're on this side of the ground.
You saying you drink all the time every day? That's okay.
I just said every day is a good day.
Yeah.
You can just calculate from that what you will.
I ain't judging.
That was a real nice motivational sign you just said.
Hey, Simon.
Oh, God.
Won't you quit that headline of the day stuff? That's kid stuff. That's Mr. Rogers.
Wow, yeah, is it?
I remember Mr. Rogers used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
The land of make-believe in headline of the day.
Right after we fed the fish.
Yeah. I remember that time Mr. Rogers had that headline of the day. Scientists determine you can breathe through your butt. I mean, that's total yeah. Mr. Rogers right there.
All day long.
Patrick the drinking mule made mayor of small town. Now, here's Mr. McFeely.
You know what, though? I am happy that he feels strongly enough about anything we do to make the phone call.
Yeah.
You know, good or bad.
We're bringing the passion.
Mm-hmm. And any attention is good attention.
Hey, Simon. Burgard, North Carolina, located in Pender County. Burgard, North Carolina, located in Pender County. On the eastern side of North Carolina. Down I-40 East. Thank you very much. Good day.
You guys
Thank
remember
you.
When I was trying to find Burgaw the other day?
Yes. Well, now you know.
Well, Burgaw.
Oh, is that what he said? Burgaw?
Yeah, Burgaw, North Carolina.
I
Pender
didn't catch
County.
That.
Because they're filming that show, and now I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Satch or something like that.
Oh, is that the kid show you were talking about?
It's not a kid show per se. It's like a younger version of Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's what it was.
And it's funny, man. There's some really weird people. Oh, do I know him? Is that Daniel? It is. It's a guy who used to work here. He's waving at us through the window. Oh. Sorry. This is all live as it happens.
You never know who's going to just roll right by.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a funny show, and they're filming season two in Burgaw, North Carolina. And every time we hear about one of these where they're filming something around here, we think this is the one where we're going to get in there. We're going to be in the background of some
important
shot.
Yeah, somebody needs to wear a Simon shirt.
Wonder if it would make it. I bet you. Because I remember when we used to do stuff and the TV stations would come out. They would break their entire butt to shoot around our logo. Remember that?
Yeah, we would have events where we had bannered. When I say bannered, we hung up our signs everywhere, like every inch. And I would sit out there for hours putting signage up.
You were the best at that.
And they would show the one frame, like the one, like their camera guys would find that one
spot.
Angle
yeah.
to manage to not get us on TV.
Yeah, they would like shoot people's feet. Just to not have our logo on.
Look at these shoes.
But yeah, we got to do that sometime because, you know, it looks like North Carolina's coming back as one of the Hollywoods of the South.
Okay.
God, I hope so. I mean, I really wanted them to bring the tax breaks back because there were so many big movies that had been
yeah.
coming
We had
through.
Movies, we
they
had TV
put that away.
Shows.
It went all the, everything went to Atlanta. It was
well,
like,
yeah.
What we could have had The Walking Dead in North Carolina mm-hmm. or Marvel movies.
What about the Crayfish movie? Wasn't that shot here?
Nope.
Or was it just set here?
It's the book is set here, but I believe that the area that they talk about in the movie is not there anymore. So they don't, it wasn't filmed here. It was filmed like Tybee Island.
Where's that?
Down in Savannah, off of Savannah.
Oh. What a ripoff.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Outer Banks show where they took the ferry from, what was it?
Oh, yeah, they took a ferry to Chapel Hill.
Took a ferry.
Oh, I'll tell you one. Kevin Hart is in this movie with Woody Harrelson, the man from Toronto.
Yeah, we watched that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have noticed that they mentioned the town of Anancock, but they mispronounce it, which everybody who doesn't know better calls it Onacock. And so that was where they were going for their, like, romantic vacation.
Oh, yeah, where the cabin is.
Where the cabin is. However, that looks nothing like Anancock, Virginia. Anancock, uh-huh. Virginia is a harbor town. And
this is in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where my grandmother lived. That's where I spent all my summers.
Oh, wow.
All my life was in the real Anancock. And so we finally get mentioned in a big movie, and A, they mispronounce it, and two, it doesn't even look
Not
like
even
it.
Close.
Not one bit, man. And Anancock's beautiful. I mean, that would be a great place to shoot a movie. Why
you
not?
You think someone just picked something off a map because it's like, this is a funny
Maybe
name?
So.
Yeah.
Maybe so. You know, but famous people are always showing up there. Like, we used to have Walter Cronkite come down to the dock. Remember I told you about meeting Roy Clark? Charles Kuralt used to sail out of there. And Robert Plant came walking
really?
Up the main street.
Robert Plant, that's the only one that most of the people who are listening have heard of that you just mentioned.
Robert Plant came walking up the main street of Anancock and went to this little bar. It might have been Armando's at the time. And my cousin met him there and had a, you know, had a conversation with him, said he was great. He loved the town. And there's a picture of Clark and Robert Plant together. And I thought, wow, they took that right here in town. No, Clark got up first thing in the morning and hauled ass to the airport across the bay to wait for Robert Plant to walk through
to get the picture.
Because he didn't have a camera with him at the time, but that was before you carried cameras everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And he was cool with taking the picture, I guess.
I guess. But then,
hey, man, I met you yesterday. Okay, this isn't creepy.
Right? Isn't that creepy? But then the thing is, everybody was saying it was fake. Oh, that's not him. That doesn't even look like him. It's clearly him. I'll show you guys a picture sometime. Brush with greatness.
Hey, Simon. I'm calling to tell you I got a cousin named Simon. I love my cousin Simon. And I love you, Simon 98.7.
Isn't that nice?
Well, thank you, lady.
For no reason. I appreciate that. I have never known a person in real life named Simon.
Now that I think about it, I don't think I have. Actually, personally, I know of a YouTuber named Simon.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have either.
Isn't that something? She's got a cousin.
Hey, Simon, I want to guess on the trivia question. I think a child giggling makes everybody happy. Have a good day.
Yeah, that was the thing. Was it the number one sound that makes people happy? And the answer was a cat purring.
Yeah, it was for a certain amount of people.
Yeah, cat purring. I like baby laughing better myself.
Too.
Baby laughs are the best.
Yeah.
Like that real giggly.
The sound of the ocean.
That, exactly.
It's only 15% that said the cat purring.
Aha. Sound of the ocean is one of my favorites.
Oh, I do like that too.
You get a few babies out there laughing in the ocean.
With some birds.
Heavenly.
Get an ocean and some babies laughing in a thunderstorm in the distance. It's not safe for the babies, but it sounds awesome.
Well,
and couple cats
what
purring.
Are the babies all doing in the ocean?
They're toughening up.
They're bobbing. They're bobbing around. Babies love the ocean in a storm.
Oh, yeah.
And then you throw in some dolphin noises.
Yeah.
And then creaking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Creaking.
Go ahead. Yeah, what else?
Something else in the wind.
Yeah, creaking in the wind.
Smell of cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, I can hear the smell of cinnamon rolls.
And fresh baked cookies.
Hey, Simon, if you don't cash those little bitty checks, they go to the state, and it's in unclaimed cash. So, it's sitting out there in no man's land for you to claim. See ya. Bye, Simon.
Yeah, because I got that check for, what was it, $14 or something? It was a tax refund, and I just kept it. Anytime I get a silly check, a little bitty check, I just put it in a drawer. And I've got tons of them.
You've probably got a lot of money in there.
I don't think so. I bet you I don't have $30 total in all
those
little
checks. That's a lot of money. I'll take it.
Well, see what I'm doing, though. It's a long game. Someday, I'll go to that unclaimed cash thing. And it'll be an actual amount of money waiting for me. Right now, it's not worth fooling with. It's like when the lottery's only $50 million.
I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
All right, Rich.
I'm cool with that. See, my thing was is that because I've got the app on my phone, I can just deposit checks on the fly. So I did it.
Yeah, so I put them in.
All right, I got to go do this interview. Let's do one more call, and then you guys can wrap this up. Sorry.
Hey, Simon, you may have resurrected the day, man. I've been in a bad mood. Sean, by the way, I think you ought to wear a bikini under your clothes to work since y'all work in a cold office. And when you go out to your car right there in the parking lot, I dare you, man, just strip your clothes right off and then ride on down the road with no AC on and the windows down. Make sure you got a frozen water bottle and a frozen towel.
No.
Wait a minute.
Not going to do it.
I mean, you can turn the AC on, I think, but just sit there in your bikini.
You know, who benefits from that? If I'm in the car in my bikini, I mean, y'all don't get all the benefit of that.
You'll feel good in all the people that you drive past on the road.
But she's talking about doing it with no AC and having my frozen water bottle and my frozen towel.
I don't know why you would do that if you don't have to.
And yeah, where would I put the frozen water bottle and the frozen towel? Am I sitting on them?
The frozen towel ain't going to stay frozen for a minute.
No, it's got a wet seat, and I'm going to stick to my seats.
But get in there in your bikini and just ride like that, man. Because you know what? I don't have AC, and it's making me mean as a meaner than a black mamba snake. So, thank you for playing Ghost Chickens in the Sky. I'm going to scatter some of my dog's ashes at our sacred spot today. Uh-huh. Put some in an amulet, go for a swim, do some housework, and then go to work. And then go see my daughter, who's going to have a baby in about a month.
Oh my gosh, she's got a lot going on.
Hey, she ain't done.
But anyway, everybody needs to go waltzing away into the woods somewhere because they better enjoy them while they're still here because they're disappearing so fast. In fact, You know how fast they're disappearing?
How fast?
I saw this in a Northern Sun catalog many years ago, but it said, plants and animals disappear to make room for your fat ass. Thank you.
That's science.
I'm not calling anybody fat ass.
Uh-huh.
Fat is
right.
Thank you.
A state of mind. It's not a body shape. Okay?
Okay.
And that's all I'll say about that right now. I love y'all. You have kept me alive and resurrected me so many times that if I was a cat, I would have already been dead twice over. That means 18 lives probably, only in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about my cats, and I'm taking up a lot of time, and I hope everybody's getting a damn busy so you don't get pissed off about it, because you're one of the very few places you can call and actually get anybody, even an answer machine, in shorter than 30 minutes anymore. So I thank you for that, and have a good day.
Woo!
Well, thank you.
Did y'all get all that?
That was a lot.
Wait,
she's real busy.
What about the frozen towel?
You got to keep up.
What about your bikini?
All right.
I thought about that once the other day. It was so blazing hot. It's like, I'm just going to take my shirt off and run it. But it's like, it's not.
It doesn't help. It's still hot without the shirt on.
You guys
could sit in your car with your air conditioning on with your shirt off and no one would say a thing. Why don't you more often?
Well, you could too.
No, someone would say a thing.
I'm not going to say nothing. You can do what you want.
No.
I support it.
Y'all enjoy yourselves.
All right, well, I'm going to go over there so I can see where we're at.
Sorry.
Change.
Okay, just you know.
Be cool, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bigger name on the other line.
Hey, don't forget, call us. All right.
Get on out. Bye.
Okay,
are you leaving?
Leaving.
Okay, leave. Go ahead and leave. Go on. Goodbye.
Ah, good.
Woo.
So anyways, what's going on with you?
So how much time we have left?
Only a couple more minutes.
Oh, God.
I hate when he does this.
Everything's all like jacked up and stuff. They don't understand. We can't just switch on the fly.
He has his stuff all weird. His chair's all low. And I can't touch anything because then I get yelled at.
All right.
So what else is going on? What's new?
There's that puppy in Union County that needs a name.
Did you think of some new names?
Well, I told you we should name it Pothead.
No, it's a dog. It's a sheriff's department, and outside of Charlotte, is that what we just figured out?
Yeah.
Although they did say, I think they were being cute. They were like, "Don't, you know, we're not going to take Sir Sits a lot." But I mean,
you
wanted something with drugs, and I don't think.
Well, it's because he's a drug sniffing dog.
Why don't we call him Stevie Nicks?
Oh.
I mean, she was a pro.
Well, that's true. There's quite a few pros out there.
Who else?
Name could be Nikki Six, too.
Oh, Nikki Six.
But so I honestly swear a friend of mine in college had a dog that was a AKC registered dog.
Yeah.
So they always give them like a long name with about four different things,
whatever.
His name was Sir Bosley something pees a lot.
What was that? It's in another notebook. There was that veterinarian who was like, please don't name your dogs or your pets these names because I have to yell them out and like I have to call for your dog. And there was one like that. It was like Sir Sniffers stomps a lot. And he said like, he goes by Sniffers. And he's like, okay, well, that's what you wrote down.
Yeah.
I still remember, you know, the idea of naming a pet is still like when you got your dog, did she already have that name or did you name her?
No, we changed her name. Her name was Zola.
Zola.
And, yeah.
Okay.
And they said they named her that because she was so crazy. They called her Spazola. But sorry for anyone that might offend. I didn't name the dog that. But then I had a list of names that I let the kid choose from.
Got it.
He wanted to name her after some character in, I don't know, Roblox or, you know, some Pokemon character or whatever.
Exactly.
And I was
like,
we're not doing that. Here's your choices. I actually wanted to name her after Stevie Nicks, but he didn't get the reference. And so he's like, why do you want to name a girl dog Stevie? So we ended up with Riley.
Got it. I remember, so my dog Gracie came with Gracie and I was like, it works. You know, it's kind of one of those ones where I was like, you know,
it's
probably lazy pool, but I was like, you know, I'll take it.
If you like the name already or if the dog's a little bit older.
What I like is the the tan one, the middle dog, the other Chihuahua. So my wife took her son to go find him at a Chihuahua rescue, and his name originally was Waylon. And so every once in a while, it's like, I'll call him Waylon.
Oh, that's what Thad does with Riley. He'll be like, Zola, just to see if she'll turn her head.
Just to see if she does it?
Yeah.
I did have one dog, though, that was, I mean, I think sometimes it doesn't really matter. Like, they don't really necessarily know their name. They know the tone. Because I had one that I would say just awful stuff to. I mean that not like in a bad way, but I mean, I would just.
I don't say awful things, but I mean, my dog has 800 nicknames.
Yes. Same thing. Yeah.
Nugget.
Finn the dog has now devolved into meow meow. I'll just go meow meow or meow meow, fow, 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 and just make noises. And yeah. He's like, what?
Riley Boo, Riley Sue, Nugget, Bug, Boo, Poogie
you
Head.
You giant weirdo is usually my one dog, Gracie, the lab, just because she is insanely weird. I mean, I don't know if anyone out there listening, Have you ever had a dog that has to turn around and back into rooms?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty neat. My dog is nuts.
All right. So, but what are we going to name the German Shepherd puppy?
I don't know. As Bitey. Long as she doesn't sniff around me, I think we're cool.
Bitey, sniffy.
Bitey, sniffy. Stop. Stop the Bible shoot.
It's a boy.
What was another famous, like, oh, it's a boy. Oh, what's a Law and Order name? Not Ice-T, but no. Like, what was Elliot? What's his face?
Elliot. His name could be Elliot.
No one will get that. It's going to be, you know, I guarantee it's going to be something that they already picked. Because they don't ever let.
Yeah.
Ever since Bodie McBoatface, no one ever really gets to pick the name anymore.
No.
Well, on that note, we have managed to kill just enough time to give you the proper amount of podcast. No, whatever you're naming your dog... Or
put some thought into it, because you have to call it that, and so does your vet.
Yeah, yeah. Just think of your poor vet calling it out in the waiting room. All right, we will be back next week. So have a great time, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Look, he threw me off. I'm not ready for this.
Wrap it up.
We're done. Goodbye. Get up.
This
is a Get Up Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!